Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Sisters of Summit Avenue by Lynn Cullen. Read by Madeline Mabee.
How the Story Begins, 1908. Little Ruth felt herself being shaken. She opened an eye. Six-year-old June leaned over her, the sleeves of her red robe dragging against Ruth's quilt.
"Get up! Santa's been here!"
Ruth sat up and rubbed her eyes, then blinked at the top of June's wavy gold hair as her big sister jammed slippers on her feet and buttoned her into her robe. She slid off their bed and let June lead her, slippers scuffing across the wood floor. They crouched at the entrance to the front room. Empty pink sockets flashed where June's baby teeth had recently been.
"Ready? One, two..."
Ruth joined in.
"Free!"
They burst into the room, where on a table a scraggly pine, no taller than four-year-old Ruth, drooped under the weight of tinsel. The celluloid angel on top, a serene smile painted on her shiny face, dipped down as if to tell a secret. Mother and Dad, in their robes and nightcaps, stood off to the side, together for once.
"Ho, ho, ho," said Dad. "Merry Christmas."
Ruth and June mined their stockings for peppermint sticks and then, with the candy crooked in their cheeks, attended to the presents under the tree, one for each girl. Ruth fingered a package wrapped in funny papers as she eyed the larger one next to it.
"That one's for you, Ruthie," Mother called from under Dad's arm.
When Ruth ripped it open, a rubber ball and metal jacks tumbled out. She looked over at her sister, freeing the bigger present from its sheet of newspaper. A doll the size of a sack of flour. Painted eyes stared out from its smooth cloth face. Ruth watched the little red ball roll past the smattering of jacks and under a chair. Tears needled her eyes and nose. June tilted her head at her, much in the manner of the tree angel. After a stroke of the doll's long brown yarn hair, she held it out to Ruth.
"Trade."
Ruth snatched the doll, clutched it to her throat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?